This is a podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum. For further information, please go to www.rafmuseum.org/podcasts.
Pushing the Limits, the Experimental Aircraft Programme. The Experimental Aircraft Programme was the start of a new generation of aircraft. Reliable computer technology became available, allowing a huge advance in concepts and designs for today's fighter aircraft. Well into the 21st century, the lessons learned from the Experimental Aircraft Programme are still very relevant, and its direct descendant, the Eurofighter Typhoon, is in service across Europe. In the 1970s and 1980s, the air defence of Britain was provided by aircraft such as the Phantom, Harrier, Tornado and Jaguar. The complexity and expense of post-war combat and strike aircraft had led to new processes of design and manufacture. Modern jet fighters of the time were the result of collaboration between European aircraft companies. Ultimately, the Eurofighter Typhoon would be developed in this way. One of the test beds for Eurofighter technology was developed in the late 1970s and into the 80s by British Aerospace. It was a sleek, delta-winged fighter known as the Experimental Aircraft Programme, or EAP. The EAP design concept was revolutionary for its time. It was a twin-engined aircraft with delta wings, a single tail fin, and swept-back canards, horizontal fins towards the nose of the aircraft. German aerospace company Messerschmitt Bolkhoff Blohm was investigating similar design ideas. The two companies had worked together on the Tornado, and now MBB and British Aerospace proposed a new aircraft with the title of European Combat Fighter. The response from both governments was to find further partners for the project. An obvious choice for an additional partner was the French, who had been producing exceptional aircraft for many years. Dassault Breguet were brought into the project in 1980, and a slightly modified design with the name European Combat Aircraft was discussed. With three collaborating nations, there was always going to be difference in requirements. French demands for a lighter aircraft that could be operated from aircraft carriers were problematic for the other nations. Talks broke down and the concept was dropped, and this ended French involvement in the project. As the multinational idea failed, in 1981, British Aerospace produced a design known as the P110. Accompanying the design was a working group to look into advanced avionic systems. Unsurprisingly, the German MBB team produced a similar aircraft design at the same time. Far away from British Aerospace and MBB, the Italian company of Aeritalia was studying in depth a similar design. By April 1982, Britain, Germany and Italy came together with a joint proposal entitled Agile Combat Aircraft. A mock-up of the design was built and displayed at the 1982 Farnborough Airshow, where a press announcement indicated that government funding would support two prototype aircraft, which would be known as Experimental Aircraft Programme, and fly in 1986. One was to be built in the UK and the other in Germany. In the event, only one EAP was built. Whilst the British government had agreed to funding, both the German and Italian governments pulled out of the project and did not give financial support. With the aircraft construction divided between the three companies, some major design changes were required. To their credit, neither MBB nor Aeritalia pulled out of the project entirely, although their contributions were much reduced since they had to fund the work themselves. Germany was to produce several smaller parts, whilst Aeritalia was to build one of the wings. The majority of the work took place at Warton in Lancashire, where British Aerospace was building and assembling the aircraft. Trials with computer control fly-by-wire systems had been taking place with a modified Seapcat Jaguar since the early 1980s. This proven system would be applied to the Experimental Aircraft Programme. The Jaguar XX765, which was used for this work, is on display at the museum's Cosford site in the Test Flight Gallery. The EAP was to be a testbed for several new systems and features. Its shape, incorporating a delta wing with leading canards, was designed to be incredibly unstable during flight. The aircraft would be stabilised by computer control, the fly-by-wire element, while the instability made it highly manoeuvrable. The all-new cockpit design was revolutionary for the time. The pilot was able to operate the aircraft without taking his hands from the controls. Computer screens, a head-up display, and a voice system kept the pilot easily up to date with what was happening across the aircraft. There were few old-fashioned dials. The rear part of the EAP fuselage, including the engines, was a direct copy of the existing Tornado aircraft, although this was disguised by shaping the fin into more of a curve. On the 16th of April 1986, the aircraft was officially rolled out at Warton. It was finished in a highly attractive off-white and deep blue colour scheme, with the letters EAP and a blue flash on the tail, above its military serial of ZF534. Not only was the aircraft on time, it was also on budget. Following taxi trials and assessments, the aircraft took to the air on the 8th of August 1986, with David Eagle, Director of Flight Operations, at the controls. It easily passed the sound barrier on this flight, achieving Mach 1.1 during the 1 hour and 7 minute flight. In September 1986, it was displayed at the Farnborough Air Show. In less than a year, the aircraft had been flown over 115 times. By the 1st of May 1991, the EAP had completed its useful life and was stored at Warton. Despite a complex development process, the aircraft was a success and its design features were incorporated into the Eurofighter Typhoon.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum.